Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, people say, are you ready? Of course we're ready here. Happy month after Valentine's Day. Don't ask me how I know that. But anyway, we'll get to that very shortly. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday afternoon. And of course, if you're listening all over the place, then that is good. We'll tell you how you're listening very shortly. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in, however you are listening. SEN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. And remember, north of the border, SENQ 693 AM, SEN Gold Coast 1620 AM, 1170 AM in Sydney, SEN app all over the place. So get us loud, get us early, get us all over the globe if you would like to do that. We have got a massive program for you. There's so many issues around the world of sport, not least the National Rugby League. We'll get to those with Jaleesa Apps, and she'll be, I think she's still working at Channel 10, is that right? Yeah, there's nods all around from that. We'll find out what's trending with Coach K. We'll get stuck into the text line as well for sbsfence.com.au. Scott Woodward, the analyst, he's back today. We'll ask him all the hard-hitting questions, and we're just wondering how hard-hitting Jake Trbojevic would be if the analyst ever decided to run. I think the analyst running at Jake, as per the Berkeley Eagle yesterday, I think that's what we're looking for. Afternoons Amplified, a score update. We've got Steffi and the crew from over there in New Zealand. We'll speak to Joe Kelly, CEO of the Sydney Roosters. So tier one, tier two, what are we at? It's got to be tier out of this planet on Friday night. We'll talk about that pricing structure. We'll do that just after 2 o'clock. The 2 o'clock flock is on, of course, score update. And then, of course, we dive into the text line for sbsfence.com.au. So as I say, lots to get through. $100 cash, all thanks to Tristan and the team up there at Top Sport. So that's available. Again, you must call, though, 1300 01 1170. And, of course, the chance to win the Signet Boost Power Bank, 0457 736 736. And remember, it's valued at just shy of $45. Signet Boost Power Bank keeps the phone, the tablet, and the earbuds powered 24/7. Right, where are we going with this? So this is really interesting, isn't it? The Roosters, we thought it was a crazy game at the back end of last year. The Rabbitohs got the job done in a crazy semi-final against the Roosters. 7 sin bins, including Victor Radley twice, Jared Warrior-Hargreaves as well. 30 points to 14, the defeat after the Roosters had won 8 straight going into it. It's been revealed, this is Brent Reed too, crisis talks. It wasn't crisis talks. It was a meeting before you go on holidays or go to the World Cup to sift through the remains of the game. That's not a crisis meeting. That's called being responsible about what it is, about how your season finished and how you can do it better next time. They're called reviews. And unless you work in a newspaper, everyone else calls them reviews. You work in a newspaper, you call them a crisis meeting. So that's what transpired. So everyone seems to want to have their say. This is in the lead up to this classic game on Friday night. So it brings us to the next story, and that is angry South Sydney fans, who we'll get to that a little bit later on too, upset at the Roosters, their price gouging, apparently. So as I said, we're going to get the CEO, Joe Kelly, onto the program. He's actually defended it, saying it's a tier one game. Tiering of matches is based on opposition and demand. So we will speak to Joe about this. Many clubs and codes do it. Of course they do. Of course they do. Apparently, if you want to go to the Anzac Day game, St. George Illawarra away supporters will have to pay $100. Now, the Rabbitohs supporters have had a bay set aside for them. That's where the prices are $90. Some people have said that's too expensive. So they've been accommodated with their 10% discount if they are Rabbitohs fans into a different tier. So problem solved. So this is the interesting one, right? How do I feel about this? How do I feel? I'll tell you how I feel about this. Depends what hat you got on, right? Are you going out there as a consumer? Most are, right? So you get upset about it. But you can't be a plumber and charge a higher call-out rate on a Saturday and then blow up about the Roosters and the Rabbitohs ticket price. You can't work in a coffee shop and a cafe on a Sunday and accept higher wages and then blow up about the price of tickets to the Roosters and the Rabbitohs. And you can't be a host of corporate functions and charge what the client is prepared to pay, no names, and then blow up about the price of the tickets going to the footy on a Friday night. That's what you can't do, right? Because that's called hypocritical. So wherever you are, in whatever work you do, wherever you generate additional revenue, right? Wherever you get a jump on the opposition, however it is, the late call out, the early call out, the Sunday call out, whatever you happen to do, whichever way you work it into your invoice, and let's face it, we all work it into our invoice wherever we can. If you do that, then you can't blow up about the alleged gouging that's happening for this game on Friday night. And remember, we had a call or a text message yesterday tell us $45. They could get a $45 ticket plus a 10% discount. Now, to me, that's still expensive for an adult, but there's still a position there at Allianz Stadium that will satisfy most budgets. I won't say every budget, but most budgets. However, what we will do is give you the opportunity to talk about it today. So let us know, 1300 01 1170. The other thing you might tell, what's the most you've ever paid for a ticket? I think we've done this before, but it was more than 3 months ago, so then it doesn't count, right? So what's the highest amount you've ever played or paid for a ticket? I paid $260 USD to go to a Giants versus Washington Redskins game. And that was back in 2005. So I can only imagine what that ticket is worth. $260 USD. That was pre-family, pre-kids. So there you go. And whilst we're on the Roosters, James Tedesco is extended. So he's signed for 2023 and 24. He's just signed another deal for 25. So $1 million is what they're saying. That's cheap for James Tedesco, I would have thought, given the 18% ratchet. He'll be 33 years of age. I'm not sure it puts to bed all the speculation about Joseph Swalehi, but and, of course, Joey Manu, but it's great for James Tedesco. And then the thing is this. Whoa, what happens? What happens? What happens after that? Well, we wait and see. And if you think it's harsh if the Roosters got rid of James Tedesco, and I personally would think that the case, right? The football that he's played at that club has been extraordinary. 5 times in 5 years, he's won the Jack Gibson Medal. Right, the best player in the club, 5 times in 5 years. So it's extraordinary, the performances he's done for the Roosters. Think about this. Brad Fittler was sacked as coach of the Roosters. So if you think it would be harsh to Teddy, they've done it before. And that's, as a mate of mine says, business is business. Have your thoughts on that one. Speaking of great fullbacks, Latrell Mitchell, he's broken his silence on the alleged racial abuse saga. And he said he's going to continue to call out this abhorrent behaviour. Hear, hear, Latrell. Well done to you, sir. Racial abuse is unacceptable in society as it is in rugby league. Unfortunately, it's something that I've had to deal with my whole life, on and off the field. And here we are giving our two bobs worth about what Latrell shouldn't and shouldn't do. His whole life. But here we are wanting to tell Latrell Mitchell how he should behave and how he shouldn't behave. It's important for me to call this abuse out immediately, not only for myself, but for every Indigenous or suffers this sort of abuse. We have a number of Indigenous players in our squad who will have all been as equally offended by the comment. The Integrity Unit is continuing their inquiries, as is New South Wales Police. But well said to you, Latrell Mitchell. No real surprise on that one. Teamless Tuesday too. So this is going to be interesting. I wonder how this is going to play out. It looks like Josh Schuster is back for the Manly side. It looks like Jack DeBellin is back. So on Teamless Tuesday, it's round 3 and the Manly Seagulls are playing. So it means that guess who is back? Ah, yes, our man, Tommy T. Let's hear a little bit from Tom Trbojevic how he's ready to go round three.
The work I've been doing during the week has given me a lot of confidence, and you know, leading into games, and feel like I'm prepping really well. So I'll keep continuing with that program we've got going there. And you know, I'm a very process orientated guy, so knowing I've got that there gives me a lot of confidence.
Gives me a lot of confidence too, Tom. I'm sure it gives Manly fans a lot of confidence, Tom, to have you at the back. So on the back of talking about James Tedesco, on the back of talking about Latrell Mitchell, on the back of talking about Tom Trbojevic, Team List Tuesday, our top three fullbacks in the league. Your top three fullbacks in the league. In fact, you can give us your top three of all time. If you want to give us your top three, your favourite fullbacks of all time. In the league right now, as much as I love James Tedesco and what he's done, if I'm building a new franchise, despite the injury concerns, Tom Trbojevic is my number one. And that's surprising no one who listens to this program. I know. But Tommy T is my number one. James Tedesco, number two. Number three, Ryan Pappenhausen. So the Dylan Edwards fans, the Reece Walsh fans, the Latrell Mitchell fans, the Kalen Ponga fans, let us know what you think. Your top three fullbacks in the league right now. Give us your top fullbacks of all time if you would like. Drawn a match overnight. The series is over. They've retained the Border Gavaskar Trophy India. But it does mean that on the back of that incredible performance by New Zealand yesterday against Sri Lanka, that India will play Australia in the World Test Championship. How good's this? Australia 2 for 175, Manus Labuschagne 63 knots, Steve Smith 10 knots, Travis Head got another 90 knots. So think about this. He wasn't selected first game. Did we have our say on it on this program? Of course we did. We thought it was ridiculous at the time, and everyone wanted to tell us about his record in India and the subcontinent, but no one wanted to talk about the summer that he had back here in Australia. Anyway, Australia got that wrong, and it seemed to put them off tilt for basically the start of that test series. They're going to play India over there. So they'll have the five tests against England. They've got the test at the Oval beforehand. Be very interesting to see how that plays out, what the wicket is like. Let's hear from Steve Smith and get an understanding of the takeouts they had in this test series against India.
I think some of our younger players and less inexperienced players, I suppose, that have been able to play here and see what it's like to play here in India and what it's all about. Well, you know, they showed a lot of progression throughout the series, and no doubt they're going to improve from this and take a lot from it. So, you know, it's a huge positive, and yeah, hopefully all of our young players can continue to grow and get better as players, and you know, that's the goal.
Just before we go to other sports, back to rugby league, Brad Arthur set to re-sign as Parramatta Eels coach. This is breaking across Brent Reed and Peter Bedell, so no crisis meeting out there at Parramatta. Just the re-signing of Brad Arthur, it would seem, on the verge of inking a lucrative contract upgrade to become the longest-serving coach in Parramatta history. It will take him out to the end of 2025. So that's the end of that speculation. So while Brad Arthur was answering questions about Mitchell Moses' future, he was thinking about, well, what's my future? Before we get to a break, and we'll talk about that more with Jaleesa Apps, other news, our man, Nestori Irinkunda, will get Coach K to tell us. He's in the train-on squad for the Socceroos. Interesting story around Alexander Robertson too. We'll get Coach K to explain that even further. I had my say with Matty White about Shane Van Gisbergen. I don't mind it. I really don't. I don't care. Did I think he was rude in the press conference? No. Do I get upset by it? Well, I'm not a journo sitting in the press conference, but we spent 4 minutes talking about supercars in the middle of the rugby league season. So you tell me how that worked out for the supercars. And Paul Smith's gone the other way. He's going to reduce tickets. Must be a Wednesday night in Sydney. Oh, yes, it's a Wednesday night in Sydney. That's right, Game 5 against the New Zealand Breakers. But that's just the cynic coming out in me. 1-300-01-1170. We'll be calling that game too, by the way. SEN coverage of Game 5 of the Grand Final Series. And that will start at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. tomorrow. Can't wait for that one. 0457-736-736. That's the numbers you need to get in contact with the program. All right, we've got to go to a break. Lots to discuss today, and we're going to do that with Jaleesa Apps after the break. Stick around.